Hello and welcome to episode 111 of Prestabilious Excellence in Marketing. I'm Connie Reagan Green, and I'm glad that you're here. Today, I'm going to talk about the best niche. People have been in search of the best niche topic to cover for longer than I've been online, and I've been online just over 17 years now. So what is the best niche? I know that you don't want me to say it depends, so I won't. So I want you to lean in, take some notes, and be prepared to think deeply, and I'm going to share the best niche for you, personalized for you. And it's one that's also the most profitable. It will feel more like you're just having fun. It'll never go out of style because it won't be trendy at all. And it'll be one that has zero competition. Now, how is this possible? Is it something new? Is it something related to AI, artificial intelligence? No. It's something that you already take for granted. It's something that makes your heart sing. It's something that you already know about. So when I came online, I wanted to be in the internet marketing niche. That was very, very exciting to me. And I thought it was something that would make lots of money. To be completely honest, I really thought that was the reason that I would go into that niche. The problem was I didn't have experience yet. I had zero results at that time. I could tell people how to spend money to learn how to have a business online and do internet marketing, but I wasn't going to be able to do blog posts or products or anything else about how to make money online until I made some money. And then I made a little bit of money that first, month to 6 weeks, but it wasn't going to be enough. So I had to dig deep, and I wasn't used to doing that. So I was having dinner with family and friends. There were about maybe six of us there on a Friday evening. That was usually the only time. I was teaching and doing real estate, and Friday evenings was really the only time. I was always tired, but when they wanted to get together, I wanted to take that opportunity and be with them. So I said, I'm starting this business online, and I don't know if anybody made eye contact, because I think at that point they didn't know what I was doing. They didn't know why I was leaving teaching, resigning from a 20-year career as a classroom teacher in the Los Angeles Unified School District and giving away my bread and butter real estate clients, the people that came back to me over and over again throughout each year that I was working with, as an appraiser and as a broker. And so I said, this is my question. And finally, a couple people made eye contact. And I said, when you think of me, what do you think of? What am I good at? What's something that maybe I can help other people with? And a couple people laughed, and I said, oh, no, I'm not good at anything. Is that possible? And they said, we're sorry we're laughing, but we're laughing because we thought you already knew what you were good at. And I said, well, no, I really don't. And so they proceeded to tell me over the next 20, 30 minutes, each of them, one by one, it was really beautiful. They told me that when it came to computers and technology, I was the person they would always reach out to if they were trying to figure out how to save a document in Word. When do they use save? When do they use save as? And, how do they edit a file? How do they add an image? This kind of thing. And I would help them with that. And also, they said that they wouldn't dare go and buy a computer without calling me first and asking me if I could meet them at the store and check it out. This is before we bought things online. This is 2006. So we didn't do so much online back then. And I said, okay, all right, well, that's good. I can help people with simple technology and help people decide what type of technology tools they might need. And they said, and then there's the writing. I said, no, but I don't write. I wanted to write, but I don't write. And they said, but anytime one of us, and they all looked at each other and nodded, anytime one of us needs to write something for work, for a class we're taking, for a situation, and then they started reminding me of things. Somebody needed to write a eulogy, and they wrote a few words, and I helped them rewrite it and edit it and this and that. And they said, that's what you do with your kids, with your students at school. And they knew that my students, over 20 years, I seldom had a native English speaker. Most of my kids would speak Spanish or Tagalog from the Philippines and Spanish from a number of countries, you know, as their first language. And I told them that they needed to write every day, even a few sentences, you know, hopefully a paragraph. And if they did that, you know, weekends, holidays, time when we were off track, I was in a year-round school, so we were off track, that their writing would improve. So I had some things that I thank them profusely and from the heart. And so what I'm telling you is you already know how to do things. You already are passionate about things. There are so many things that you're interested in and that you've done something with that helped someone that you know. So when I got ready to work again, which was, you know, the next day, then I decided that everything that they told me would help me to teach people to write, publish, and market ebooks. Ebooks were brand new, an electronic book. And this was before Amazon jumped into the publishing / self-publishing arena with CreateSpace and KDP. You know, a Kindle device was not heard of in 2006, and it would be several years before Amazon would jump in with the self-publishing. And so back then, when you created an ebook, you needed to have it on a web page for sale, and you could have it through a number of payment processors, but, you know, PayPal and various things like that. So that's what I did. And I wrote an ebook because I thought, okay, if I'm going to show people how to do things, I need to write an ebook myself. I wrote one on real estate farming. And what farming is, when you're in real estate as an agent or a broker, when you're trying to get listings and make sales, then you choose a neighborhood not so far from where you live and one that's mostly single family homes, but it's all right if there's some duplexes, triplexes, even some apartment buildings, but usually not commercial or industrial property. Usually you're doing this with, you know, single family apartments, that kind of thing. So when you choose the niche, then you can contact the title company and they'll give you a printout. Well, back then it was a printout. It might not be anymore, but they would tell you the surname of the owner and then the address and any other information they had about the property. And people would knock on doors and call the reverse directory and call people and send postcards and all these things. And people didn't like to farm. I always loved farming. And I finally figured out that you don't have to farm once a week or twice a week. You farm in person four times a year. And I knew which times those were. And so I wrote that in the ebook. And simultaneously, I was helping a neighbor. I had a new neighbor whose husband said, you know, you have to make some money in real estate or you have to get a real job. And she was in tears, and I said, no, but aren't you farming? And she said, I don't want to knock on doors even once a week. And I said, no, four times a year. And I said, you know, and she perked up and dried her eyes, and I said, I'm going to write about that. So I wrote a few pages, and I sent it to her as a Word attachment in an email, and that was the beginning. So I wrote this ebook, and I don't remember, maybe it was 30, 40 pages initially, but later on I went back and made it longer. And I even sold the licensing rights to it to the real estate board in Los Angeles. So that was a big deal, but that happened at least a year later. So my first website went along with my first niche, and it was ebookwritingandmarketingsecrets.com. And I still have that domain, but a year or so later, that's when I wanted to have my name site, ConnieReaganGreen.com. And so that's when I had that transferred over. A tech person can do that in about an hour. They just switch everything over, and there it is. So think about what you're good at, what you love. I loved photography growing up and still do. I used to have a 126 cartridge, camera, you know, if you remember those. And that's back when, if you didn't have a dark room, and most people didn't, I had a dark room while I was in college when I really got into photography. But up until that time, I was taking everything to the local drugstore, and they would give you the negatives and the prints, if you remember back that far. And that's just how we did things. So I loved photography and animals. I still love animals. So there are so many things. What is it that you love? Makes your heart sing. That's how I word this. And that's how I think of it. And something that you can help other people with that'll be just a natural for you. And they'll say, how do you know so much? You know, how did you get so good at this? And you'll say, well, you'll shrug your shoulders and say, I don't know. I guess I've always been interested in this. So that will be the best niche for you, at least to get you started first 6 months to a year. You can always branch out. I finally did affiliate marketing, local business marketing, created some products and courses, but that was all, you know, out a few months and finally more than a year. And then I could do internet marketing, but not initially. So take a look at what's the best niche for you and then think about your business model. So my business model in the very, very beginning was the ebook writing and marketing, helping people with that. But I did affiliate marketing. Everything I was buying, you know, I said in the beginning of this podcast that I knew how to spend money, and everything I was buying, many of the things were excellent. Some of the things really weren't, wasn't that they were bad, they just weren't proper for me where I was in my journey as an online entrepreneur. So I used affiliate marketing, then local business marketing, then products and courses, and also the local business marketing. I'll just say a few words about that, where, and I've written a book on this topic. If you go to ConnieReaganGreenBooks.com, and Reagan is R-A-G-E-N, green like the color, no E on the end, ConnieReaganGreenBooks.com, then you'll see my book on local business marketing, making the phone ring for businesses everywhere. And I did that by helping a family member. I said, well, I'm learning how to do that. He was spending so much on advertising. I said, but I'm learning how to market for myself, so I bet I can do it for you. And within a month, he was able to cancel his newspaper and his magazine ads that were costing so much money compared to what he was earning with his new business in a new location. So then I had joined Rotary. It's an international service organization. And I told people there what I was doing for him. And they had met him, and I said, you know, I love doing this, and I'm learning more and more every day. And so people said, well, could we pay you to do this for us? And I was reluctant at first, and then I took one person, and then I realized I was learning a lot, and I could help them get ranked in the search engines. So you decide what business model you'll choose. Start with one or two. Don't cover everything immediately. That won't work well for you. And then what format will you use? So blogging was always the most important thing for me. That's what I did first and foremost, and it led to everything else that I do online. So you may want to do things written, and that would be, you know, like what I was doing with the blogging. Short reports, there's a lot of other formats that are written. You might want to do audio. I'm doing audio right now. I'm recording this podcast as an audio, as an MP3. You might want to do videos, which could be YouTube videos you do on your phone. I used to have a little flip camera, if you remember those, and you could do a video, then you could pull the little arm out and put it in the side of your computer. It was a USB port, I believe, that it attached to, and it would upload your videos. Now, you can do it on any smartphone and add them to your YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is Connie Reagan Green. And webinars, I do webinars for all the courses that I teach, and that's comfortable for me. I use GoToWebinar, and along with this teleseminar service that I'm using to record the audio right now, my link is teleseminarstrategies.com, plural, teleseminarstrategies.com. So the best niche that will make you more money than you ever could have imagined and will be so joyous, you'll be excited to jump out of bed and get started, and you don't have to do it very many hours a week. I work 15, 20 hours a week, and when I'm traveling, I work less than that, and when I'm really engaged in something, I might work a little more, but it averages out to 15 to 20 a week. I love what I'm doing so, so much. I hope this is helpful to you, because having that best niche, when people ask me, what's the best niche, then I say, what do you mean by best? And they typically will say makes the most money or is the easiest or something like that, or that most people are looking for, something like that. That won't be the best niche for you, more than likely. The best niche for you is already inside of you, It's who you are and how you can serve others. So I certainly hope this has been helpful to you. Again, I'm Connie Reagan Green. Find me on, I call it now Twitter X. I'm not sure what to call it. So find me on the formerly known as Twitter, now known as X. I call it Twitter X. Find me there at Connie Green. So it's just right now, it's twitter.com/Connie Green. And that's a way that you can connect with me. And you are here for episode 111 of Prestidelius, Excellence in Marketing. Thank you so much for being here.